What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bertie Kidd joins us every Friday at this time as he is with the team all week long leading up to, well, huge game tomorrow night at Ford Field. Bertie, as always, thanks for being with us. And I want to start with Scotty Montgomery spoke yesterday, and you wrote a little bit about what he had to say regarding the running back rotation. Dan Campbell said Tuesday, we'll see how the week goes. Ben Johnson said Wednesday, we'll see how the week goes. How'd the week go for David Montgomery?
Yeah, it sounds like it went really, really well. Scotty Montgomery said yesterday they're pretty blown away at how physical he already looks. Only, you know, 3-4 weeks removed from a near torn ACL. And then I caught up with Jahmyr Gibbs in the locker room yesterday, and he was like, dude, it looks like he didn't miss a beat. He's looked great all practice. He looks like he didn't get hurt. And Demo said, while it might have been a little bit tongue-in-cheek, I think he was also – a little bit serious that his knee might feel even better than it did before he got hurt. And so I went into this week thinking that, you know, this is Jahmyr Gibbs' backfield. Like, he has laid claim to it by putting up almost 500 scrimmage yards and 6 touchdowns the past 3 games without Demo. And I think even Demo views it that way. He deferred to Gibbs this week and saying that this is kind of his show now. But listening to the way that Scotty Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs and even Dan Campbell have talked about Demo's recovery and reintroduction this week, I got the feeling that, you know, instead of maybe an 80-20, 70-30 split on Saturday, this is maybe more of a 60-40. And would it shock anyone to see the Lions roll out Demo on the first carry of the game and to see Demo someone on like a 7-yard carry? He's been their tone setter all season. He's usually been their first quarter, even first half running back. Again, I still think Gibbs gets the majority of the carries tomorrow, but I think that split is a little more even than at least I first thought it would be entering this week.
Do you think any of that could just be gamesmanship and you know, trying to trick Washington into thinking there could be an equitable split between the backs when really what they have in mind is just a heavy dose of Jahmyr Gibbs?
A little bit, only that I don't really think Jahmyr Gibbs plays games with the media like that. He's pretty to the point. I don't think he's trying to con anyone. And I don't know, we were just talking one-on-one. It wasn't like there were a bunch of cameras around and he was trying to send a message to D.C. And I get the same sense from Scotty Montgomery that he's pretty true to what he says. I don't think he'd be up there blowing smoke. Now, maybe that changes in the playoffs, but those sounded like pretty sincere comments yesterday. And again, they just view David Montgomery as you guys know, like the embodiment of the team and the offense. And I just don't think I'd be surprised to see Demo get the first carries tomorrow night and then Gibbs get more of them as the game goes on.
Huge story on the front page is obviously the game. On page two is Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. There's reporting today that Las Vegas may have started to look at Pete Carroll.
Oh,
is there any chance that either of these guys stay? What's the sense in the building?
Yeah, you know, I think as I've just kind of poked around that Ben Johnson to the Raiders seems to have serious legs. It wasn't even a possibility when we spoke here last week, and then Tom Brady puts on the recruiting pitch and he vouches for Ben Johnson. The Raiders interview him and are now said to be enamored with him, which isn't surprising. You can imagine how well Ben Johnson would present in an interview, and he certainly has face of the franchise qualities. So I felt like last week there was a better chance that Ben Johnson would be back, but the Raiders and Tom Brady specifically getting involved. Make me wonder if he ends up in Las Vegas. And then I still think that Aaron Glenn is destined for New Orleans. I know the Jets are real players here, too. I think one of those two teams is his destination.
Is there any more juice for Ben Johnson this week because of what happened last year with the Washington football team coming after him and wanting him to be the guy and in mid-flight, and he's like, you know what? No, I don't want that job. And that he can just say, this is why I didn't want the job, because we want to crush you.
Yeah, I feel like it would be more juice on the Commander side of things, right? I mean, you spurned us in midair. You said we weren't good enough for you, and maybe even thought that Jaden Daniels wasn't a good enough quarterback for you, so we're going to prove you wrong. I don't know if Ben Johnson could prove them wrong, I guess, other than beating them by like 80 and proving that, see, you do suck without me. It hasn't come up all that much, and I think he dodged the question when asked about it on Wednesday. Aaron Glenn entertained far more head coaching future questions than Ben Johnson did, but they are both locked in right now on this game, and as you guys said, that's the front page news for sure.
All right, so the plan to slow down Jaden Daniels, I was kind of, you know, everything I've done in preparing for this game, including a look back at the San Francisco game a year ago in the NFC title game, because I'd watched the Tampa and the Rams game again, but everything, it reminded me that Brock Purdy had a massive third down conversion on their kill shot drive where he was dead to rights in the backfield, broke a tackle, went for 21 yards. Jaden Daniels Jaden Daniels is more capable of that kind of stuff. Yeah. What's the plan?
Yeah, you know, so I took that question to the two most important or the two most central figures of this Lions defense this week, to the linebackers, Jack Campbell and Alex Anzalone. And they both had different answers when they singled out the key to trying to defend Jaden Daniels. Jack Campbell went right to the fact that this game is going to come down to eye discipline, because the Commanders offense, in some ways similar to that 49ers offense, just runs so much pre-snap motion, and their goal is really to confuse you so that their rookie quarterback can make simple throws. He said, you know, once you remove the window dressing of this offense, it's a pretty straightforward passing attack in terms of the routes they run. Now, they're a little bit more diverse on the ground. Obviously, Daniels is a part of that. But Campbell said it's just about our eye discipline and sifting through everything they want to confuse us with pre-snap. If we do that, he thinks they should be fine. He thinks we'll even have chances to make plays on the quarterback in the pass game. Now, Anzalone said a little bit differently. Like, there's been so much talk this week about you have to crush the pocket when you rush a quarterback like Daniels. You have to cage him in, right? And they talked about that a ton before that game against the Bills, too. And then Josh Allen inevitably escapes, and he made his biggest plays in the air outside the pocket. And so Anzalone said, look, like, he's going to get out. It's inevitable. Whether you rush with discipline every play or not, because he's so athletic and elusive, he's going to find his way out of the pocket. The game to Anzalone will be won or lost on those plays. What do we do when he's out of the pocket? He said, you know, this is me paraphrasing, but like, the Lions can afford those 10 to 12 yard runs, those scrambles by Daniels. What they can't afford are those 30 to 40 yard throws downfield when he's out of the pocket. So when he escapes, everyone in the secondary has to plaster their guy in man coverage. And if you're in zone, he said, you better go find someone, because that's where Daniels can really hurt you. So eye discipline, and then avoiding those explosive kill shots in the air if and when he escapes the pocket.
So looking at his number one target, that's Terry McLaurin, who is an outstanding receiver. He wins most of those 50-50 balls. He comes back to the football. He's great. Yeah. The Lions, do you get the sense that they're just going to stick with their man-to-man coverage and put Amik Robertson on him, or are they going to give him a little bit more help and say, you know what, yeah, that and a safety is going to be paying a lot more attention to him because that's the guy we got to stop outside of Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I totally agree, first of all. I think the Lions' defensive success comes down to whether or not they contain McLaurin. I think Daniels, to kind of echo Anzalone, is going to get his one way or another. But if you let McLaurin feast along with him, I think that's where you end up in trouble. In fact, if you look at some of their numbers, I think they were 7-1 this year when McLaurin makes more than 5 catches, and I think 10-2 when he had more than 60 receiving yards. Obviously a career high, NFC high, 13 touchdowns. He is their true big play threat in the air. I think he had as many 40-yard catches as J-Mo did this season, just to put it into context. And I think they cover him in a similar fashion to the way they covered Jefferson. Obviously, it was Amik Robertson playing tons of man coverage, but there were also safeties shaded Jefferson's way so that, you know, Robertson was able to play press man, knowing that, you know, in most cases he had help at least shifted towards his side of the field. But I think McLaurin is the X factor in terms of the Lions' defensive success tomorrow night.
All right, look, obviously we got a huge game, but you wrote something on the website that would have been a big story at some point during the season and maybe in the future. Max Crosby said what, and is it significant?
Yeah, well, Max Crosby, he was just on Good Morning Football this morning on NFL Network, and he was asked, as a Michigan native, someone who was born and raised here, what he thinks of this Lions run. And he was like, you know, I'm kind of mad at them. You know, I spent my whole childhood waiting for this team to win and watching them lose. And, oh, now you want to go be Super Bowl contenders when I'm playing for a different team halfway across the country? And he said, you know, he's been selfishly kind of jealous watching them from afar. But he also said in talking with some former teammates who now play for the Lions in Amik Robertson and Pat O'Connor, they keep telling him, man, I just hope one day you get the chance to be in the locker room with Coach Campbell. He's incredible. And when Max Crosby recounted the story, it certainly sounded like he was speaking for himself too. And look, who knows? I know that was a huge topic going into the trade deadline. It wasn't feasible at that point, I think, for either team. But I do wonder, as the Raiders get out or get set to hire their fourth head coach and fourth GM in the past 5 years, which is insane, that maybe they're due for a major reboot. And maybe that means shaking the organization to its core in terms of their player personnel and shopping a player like Max Crosby. And if so, perhaps the Lions come calling. So, you know, I know that Max Crosby would love to play here. You can hear it in his voice, but we can revisit that in the off season.
F them picks. I'm just saying.
that's right.
That's how I think we all feel at this point. Will, I know you're always extraordinarily well prepared. You're a guy who loves to dig into the numbers. What's the statistic that you're dying to get out there? You can tell us on the air. I know you're going to have it tomorrow in the on the TV pregame show. What do you got? I know you got something big. You always do.
That's a great question. Well, here's a couple for you. Jaden Daniels has been dynamite this season in two capacities, against man coverage and also against the blitz. And obviously those are staples of Aaron Glenn's defense. But even more so, Jared Goff against man coverage this season, 22 touchdowns and zero interceptions and a passer rating that's darn near perfect. And while the Commanders don't play quite as much man as the Lions, because really no one does, they play a lot, and it's a chance tomorrow for Jared Goff to shine again. He was great last year in the playoffs. I would expect nothing different this year. And then just one more anecdote for you guys. You know, when I was talking with Gibbs yesterday, I revisited this idea that he began lifting with Demo this year for the first time. And he admitted, you know, I kind of slacked off lifting weights before. I really just got by on speed and talent alone. And this year he was walking into the building with Demo one day, and this is early in the season, and Demo said, hey, you want to squat together? And Gibbs said, sure. And ever since then, they've been squatting as a duo. They have squatting competitions. They have a machine in the Lions weight room that tracks how quickly, like to the millisecond, you can squat and get from, you know, the floor to raising the bar. And so they've been going back and forth all season. And Gibbs said, you know, I'm a lot stronger than I was before. And I asked him if there was a run this year where he has felt that strength. And he pointed right to his goal line carry against the Vikings. If you guys remember, I think his third touchdown, he pushed the pile by himself. Usually you see like Penei Sewell come in and give you the final propellant. That was all Jahmyr Gibbs against like four Vikings defenders just on sheer leg strength. And so I think tomorrow night we'll see that strength along with that speed show up in the second half, you know, late third quarter, fourth quarter. He's got fresh legs, strong legs, and the fact that he is now lifting and squatting with Demo is a big reason why.
All right, where can people catch you tomorrow?
Well, you can catch me on Fox 2 in the morning at 10. You can catch me at B-Dubs with Rieger and Mark Ryan. He would love to be named Mark Ryan, wouldn't he? Mark Ryan from 2:30 to 3. And then again on Fox 2, 6:30 to 7:30. And then on Sunday at a bar near you.
I'll see you tomorrow night, buddy.
All right. Sounds good, guys. See ya.
There he is, Lions insider, the Birchie Kid, who joins us every Friday here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, it is getting cold. If you saw the future forecast, you know temperatures are getting bitterly cold. In the single digits, overnight lows, in the minus numbers. Whew, I hope your furnace is working. If it's not, if it's giving you any issues whatsoever, make sure you call the people that can fix the problem. The people in the red, white, and blue trucks that you see everywhere, it's Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Look, I've had issues in the past with stuff that I needed them to come out and check out, and they came out immediately. They were awesome. Don't just take my word for it. You can check out their A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau. How about some of those five-star reviews they have on Google? They got it all. So whether it's your furnace or your water heater, maybe you got a boiler or water filtration, schedule an appointment online at birminghamplumbingco.com. Birmingham Plumbing and Heating and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.